AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. A woman testifies at R. Kelly's trial that they had sex hundreds of times before she turned 18.
The now 37-year-old woman, identified only as Jane, told a Chicago courtroom she met Kelly when she was 13 and asked him to be her mentor. She says within weeks he made sexual phone calls to her, started touching her intimately when she was around 14, and they first had sex when she was 15. The woman says Kelly, who would have been about 30 years old, would tell her what to do. Prosecutors say she was the girl on a video that was central to Kelly's 2008 child pornography trial. They say she refused to testify then because Kelly paid and intimidated her. Kelly has denied wrongdoing. Margie Zaraletta, Chicago.
A federal judge orders the Justice Department to come up with a plan for redactions after he committed to making public at least part of the affidavit supporting the search warrant for former President Donald Trump's estate in Florida. Deanna Shulman, an attorney for news organizations, tells reporters Magistrate Judge Bruce Reinhart outlined what he wanted.
He will consider redactions proposed by the Department of Justice, which are due to him August 25th. He will accept any briefing of the Department of Justice on those redactions. He will review those materials, and he will enter an order specifying what information, if any, will remain sealed and inaccessible to the public.
The chief financial officer at the Trump family business pleads guilty to tax evasion charges in New York as part of a deal with prosecutors. The AP's Mike Sisick reports Alan Weisselberg will not be testifying against the former president.
Alan Weisselberg is testifying in a case against the Trump Organization, the company, not former President Donald Trump. Former President Trump has not been charged and has not been accused of a criminal wrongdoing in this matter. Now, Alan Weisselberg has said through his lawyers that he felt he was charged as punishment because he wouldn't flip.
This is AP News. A new study shows bees are becoming increasingly stressed by climate change. The AP's Ed Donahue has more.
Researchers took photos of thousands of bumblebees to study the evolution of their shape during the 20th century. Aoife Cantwell-Jones at Imperial College in London noticed bees were different during times that were hot and wet.
The wings are more different on the same bee, so this kind of could be an indicator that bees maybe had a bit more stress in those years that were hotter and wetter.
The bumblebee specimens date from 1900 to 2000. Experts say dead bumblebees are easy to preserve. There's a possibility of other factors contributing to a change in a bee's shape.
Given climate change and given that we're predicted to have a lot more hot weather, I think we could be a bit worried about how bees are doing in the future.
According to the United Nations, a third of the world's food production depends on pollination from bees, and their population has been declining for more than a decade. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.